Some people are more complicated than others, right? And our brains move a lot faster than the speed in which we speak to people. So remember that. So a lot of times when people are talking to us or when we're talking to other people, a lot of things are still not comprehended because you might think you said something and you didn't. Or a person might be thinking about something else while you're talking to them and they're not listening. They can hear you, but they're not listening. And most of us are dealing with our own things in life. So a lot of times when we do speak to people, we expect them to take things how we say it or handle things in the way that we would do it. And digesting someone else's wants or how they think is met with a talk, right? And sometimes it's a talk that doesn't need to happen, especially if we are both 30 plus. Like, people in their 30s should already know what they need, know what they don't want, know what they don't like, especially if you are well-traveled, you've worked more than 10 jobs, you've experienced being hired, laid off, fired, having to move, having to buy high-priced items. Like, you understand quality over quantity. Like, that doesn't have to be explained to you. It shouldn't. And I'm at an age where I know what I like. I know what I need. So you could please shut the hell up in the most polite way, trying to convince me to buy something or to want something I know I don't want. And I find it very hard to understand why people try to convince you to choose otherwise at this age. If someone says they don't want something, this is not the time to press them to want it. And I started work life in sales at 16. So I have a great understanding of how salespeople work and why salespeople push. But if I'm at my age and I tell you no thank you, it is truly a no thank you before I get rude with you. If I tell you no, it's a no. I don't need you to convince me to make it a yes. I don't need you to explain to me why it should be a yes or it should be a maybe. Like, let's grow up. Let's accept the fact that people like what they like. And someone said no. There is not a chance in hell that I'm buying that today. And it's okay. I don't need to tell you no 5 times. And sometimes people are really good about reading people, where if I give you a look like I'm not interested, you don't push. If I hear you sell to someone and I'm just like, yeah, I'm giving you the face like I'm just browsing. And I'm the type of person where I love style, I love fashion, but I never in life have I ever needed to stand in line to buy a pair of shoes 1,000 other people wanted. I've never had that want to. I've never wanted to be the person to go online, make sure I put in my name, my details so I can get this shoe. Like, I don't care. It's not that deep. It's never been that deep for me. I never wanted what everybody craved, and I still don't want what everybody craves. Being in the mix of a popular event or having to be there was never something I needed to do. Like, every year, I'm just like, you know what? Maybe I should go to the Roots Picnic. Maybe I should go to the Roots Picnic. I looked at the Roots Picnic lineup this year, and I'm just like, dog. Yeah, there's people there I want to see. But there's also a bunch of motherfuckers there that I don't want to see. And I feel like if I'm going to spend my money to go see different artists in concert, it has to be a bunch of different artists that I want to see perform. It has to be. The way people create businesses sometimes too irritates me, because everybody else has their own opinion or idea of what they would have did with the business. And for me, especially as a business owner, people are not always in the mindset of creating a business to constantly do for it or to keep it forever. And I find it really frustrating when people get so upset that somebody sold their company. Everything isn't black and white. We are not a part of the deal. Okay, we are not in the meetings. We do not pay these people's overhead for shit. Everyone doesn't care to create a business and plan to keep it. Some people create businesses to sell it. Some people create websites to sell the website one day. Some people really sit down, create cool ideas of a name of a website, create it, sit on it, and wait for somebody to create a business to match it, and then offer to buy it from them. Like, that's actually some people's jobs. So let people handle their business however the fuck they choose. If you like the brand and eventually 5 years down the line they sell it and the ingredients is not the same or this is not the same, understandable. Stop using it. Look for another brand. But it is not for you to tear down that creator.
Wait. I'm going to keep doing the show. Just give me a minute.
I appreciate y'all for listening. Just so you know, this is not the only show that I do. When you listen to any recording that I do for Shambi Podding, you're supporting all the pods, and I appreciate that. I have 8 podcasts that I push out, all right? Some are not being pushed out right now. Some have content sitting out there for you to press play and listen to, and I appreciate every download and every listen. You can find the podcast on shambipodding.com. You can hashtag shambipodding. On Twitter, it's shambibusy. I have different Twitters for different podcasts, so be mindful of that. You can hashtag triple R. You can find the Real Relationship Rapport being recorded live twice a month on Stereo app. Download it. It's a world, okay? You can find Call Me When You Get Off podcast on all podcast platforms. She Gets a Pod, the Creator podcast, which is about art and creativity. Loudmouth Stereo is a podcast I used to do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. It is discontinued, but the content is still out there. So What Page We On Be is with Casey and Kiki and myself. And we read books every season. We're on 19. What is this, the 19th season? Yeah, we're on the 19th season, and we're about to finish a book, and then we'll start a new book at the end of May. You have the Real Relationship Rapport with Dungeon and myself. That's on Stereo app. I have a recording today. Yeah. We have Wear It Right with Shan, which is where I talk about fashion and style. And we have Cozy Womb Podcast, which is my very first podcast that I did, which is talking about parenting. All right, so there's a lot to choose from. I appreciate you all. If you want to figure out how you can support me, you can donate to the link in the show notes. If you just scroll down, you're going to see a donation link for a red circle. I appreciate it. You can buy merch on any of the shops. You can purchase some of the books on shambipodding.com, or you can just retweet a tweet of about the show, repost a link for the show, or a post for the show. Either way, I appreciate you and thank you for listening. And don't forget to do something creatively for yourself today. Now back to the show. Or that business owner because they sold it. You don't know why they sold it. The way people stay together for years and never get married, again, none of my business. And the older I get, the more I understand that getting married is not needed for everybody. Getting married is not wanted for everybody. Maybe they're both okay with being in a relationship and being at the level of commitment that they are without legally getting married under the government. Maybe they are living by their own rules. And if this is not a throuple and I am not in that relationship, that is none of my business. Because a lot of us need to take a dose of mind your damn business at times. And sometimes when people tell you to mind your business, you feel like they're being rude or they're annoyed with you. But it's more than being annoyed. It's more so like, why the fuck do you care? What is it about what I'm choosing to do, your business? Why do you make it your problem? And why is this a conversation you're having without me in the room? Now, if it's a conversation you would like to have with me directly, that's different. But if I don't know you, if you're in my comments, if you're looking at my options of what I can do in my life, but you don't know why I'm making the decisions that I'm making, why do you care? It's like when people discuss what celebrities do. Personally, I don't give a fuck about what a celebrity does when we are not even in the same money bracket. Like, their taxes is different from my taxes. Their needs throughout the day is different from my needs throughout the day. Their wants in life is going to be...
She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again. That returning depression. That seasonal depression. That just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed, or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better.
Be different from my wants. So whatever decisions they make in their business is none of mine. Whatever relationship decisions they make is none of mine. If Rihanna has 6 babies and doesn't get married to ASAP Rocky, I don't give a fuck. That's what she wants to do. That's what he wants to do. That's the life they want to live. If a celebrity goes out tomorrow and buys a fucking island for their dogs, I don't give a fuck. Because nothing that that celebrity does is going to shake anything in my world at my core. What I'm most concerned about is what I'm doing for Chantal. How I'm showing up for myself, how I'm showing up for my kids, or am I handling my business? Am I taking care of the people I care about? Am I showing up at work the way that I want to show up? Am I showing up in my relationship the way that I want to show up? Like, it's really not about anybody else, and I don't need anybody to convince me to like something new or to do something new if I don't want to do it. If I tell somebody, hey, I don't eat this, give me that. Stop sitting at the table for 10 minutes to convince me to try the thing that I told you I don't eat. I don't need to try chitlins to tell a motherfucker I'm not eating chitlins. I don't need to try octopus again to tell somebody I don't like octopus. I don't like octopus because I tried octopus and I don't like it. There's nothing that people tell me about chitlins that makes me want to try chitlins. Now, if you eat chitlins, that's your shit. Eat the shit that you like. But I'm not going to tell you or convince you not to eat something you like. if I go to a wing spot and I tell them, give me a 10-piece, all flats, don't bring me my shit that I paid for and you got drums in that hole because I asked you and I paid for all flats. Some of y'all really struggle with people liking what they like, doing what they want to do, and paying the cost to have that and do that. Yes. Should people try new things? Yes. Sometimes. But there are some things people just know they like, and that's what they're sticking with. There are some things people know that they want to do, and that's what they're sticking with. So just because you outside being Dora the motherfucker explorer doesn't mean the next person wants to do that in their life. Some people like what they like. They buy it in every fucking color. They buy it in different items in their house. Some people like the color blue. Everything they fucking buy is blue. Let them buy it.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
Let them have it. Let them enjoy it. Some people like buying ugly ass sneakers. Let them buy them ugly ass sneakers. Me personally, I don't get it. But if people like ugly ass sneakers and they selling, of course people gonna keep making it. Some people love McDonald's. I can say whatever I want to say about McDonald's and a motherfucker still gonna take their ass to McDonald's. Now, when they get sick, when their stomach hurting, my level of empathy is not really going to be there because you eat like shit. You eat things that you're not supposed to eat. That have no nutritional value, and you wonder why you don't feel good, or you wonder why you're moving on low energy. That's a self decision. Especially if you're an adult, that's a self decision because there's not another adult choosing what you put in your mouth. You're choosing that. You're choosing to not be healthy. You're choosing to not work out. I don't have to sit and beg you to work out because you know what the benefits are of you working out. You know what the benefits are of you eating something better. Some people choose the predicaments that they're in, but it is not up to me to choose for them. So if I tell your ass, give me all flats, bitch, give me all flats. That's all I wanted to say. I hope I came in very clear for some people. Y'all have a great day.